About 2 summers ago, Chicago singer-songwriter Joan Hamill packed her son and her guitar in her car and headed west. Hamill had just been named by the National Park Service to serve for a few weeks as an artist in residence at the Lake Roosevelt National Recreation Area in central Washington. Her task was to write songs that reflected the spirit of the area. She brought some lyrics from her songwriting partner and on the drive started to develop some melodies. One day, they pulled into Nez Pelham on the Colville Reservation.
When I got out there, I had always had a wish to collaborate with local musicians.
So Hamill called around and was referred to Farron Sohappy. He's a Yakima tribal member, a sound engineer who worked at the time at the Colville Tribe's community center. They met at a studio on the reservation.
And I brought my guitar and we did some guitar things there. And then he also recorded the flute there.
The flute was played by Sohappy's uncle Tim Brooks, a Colville tribal member who, we should note, is not a professional musician. After Hamill went back to Chicago, Sohappy mixed the musical elements of the song together and emailed the final version to her.
Joan and kind of had an idea of where the flute would like blend perfect, and I told her, I think it's the beginning. And then as the flute track faded out, her track faded in, and so it just blended perfectly together.
Come with me, my darling. Walk with me a while.
Both Rebecca and I had goosebumps in the studio. It was just such a moving and incredibly spiritual experience.
Fast forward several months, Hamill submitted the song Nature's Walk to music competitions. Judges at the Indian Summer Music Awards picked it as a finalist, as did the Native American Music Awards. It didn't win in the former, and they'll find out on Saturday for the latter. Win or lose, this has been a once-in-a-lifetime experience for Tim Brooks and Farron Sohappy. Brooks says he got the initial call about the nominations from his nephew. He says the news didn't really sink in until his wife mentioned it to him later.
Oh, you're kidding me. She goes, no, I'm not. I'll show you. Hold on. And so she went to the computer and she pulled it up. And I think after watching that video, it took like about 10, 15 minutes and all of a sudden he was like, oh my God.
Brooks says he's only had his songs recorded a couple of times, both for charitable purposes. He says he developed the passage that was picked for Hamill's song while playing his flute near the town of Leavenworth.
My mom, when she was alive, she used to call that home. And after my mom passed away, I still today go up there and play. And that's where one of those came from. I call it my mom's song.
The Native American Music Awards will be streamed live on the organization's website Saturday evening. Hamill's song is one of 6 finalists in the Best Folk Recording category. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.